Welcome back to God, Dicks, and Puns. My name is Sam, and I am the one who makes up ruling on the fly when things aren't clear in the rules. Yeah, I will be your DM for this little adventure. This week, I want to broach the subject of homebrews, since there is some homebrewing in this episode. Homebrews is a simple term to say made-up adventure. Paizo has published a number of adventure paths, or APs, such as Rise of the Rune Lords, but many players prefer to make up their own universe and sometimes be a bit more flexible on the rules in that context. What I want to say, being a player that started out in a homebrew and migrated to DM and AP, is quite simply, give it a try! The settings are extremely variable and you can easily find people online to play maybe a book or two of an AP, or even a short homebrew that takes you to, I don't know, maybe level 7-ish, somewhat, a year? Pathfinder has a place for everyone and it is absolutely boundless, so go ahead and give it a shot. Speaking of give it a shot, let's see how our party gives a shot to ending this little battle. As always, thank you for listening and check out our social media for art and more content. Please enjoy episode 24, Raining Cats and Dogs. Last we left off, we were in Thistletop and a lot of stuff was happening before my internet just pooped out on me and it was late enough for me to say, fuck it, this is how we're leaving it, even though I don't like it. But anyways, before we head back into it, we are no longer in Thistletop. Actually, we now see Sandpoint from a bird's eye view. With slightly overcast weather and temperatures slightly cooler than your usual midsummer day, we see the usual bustling crowd, merchants haggling, kids running, and of course, cooks cooking. The local priest, Father Ezekiel Tobin, walks on his daily morning routine, wishing a good day and the best of luck to all of the common folk, while also performing minor magical tricks to entertain a few passing children. The tricks mostly consist of butterflies that always seem to be out of reach for the children, and always disappear as soon as a child loses sight of it. One of the children that Father Tobin passes by remains idle, unimpressed by his demonstrations, as Father Tobin sighs to another day without being able to get through to this young, beautiful Asimar girl. He then comes closer to this girl and brings his hand to her forehead, wiping off a bit of grime left over from a previous assault. What have those kids done to you today? Silence. As her eyes look up to Father Tobin, a solid glare for 10, 20, 30 seconds, after which we understand a mumbled, mud. They threw mud today. Father Tobin looks at her with pity, but turns away as he is called by yet another soldier, injured after helping locals move a crate. As he does so, we see a woman approach the young Asimar, asking for her blessing to cure a rash, as another passes by, plucks a hair off her head. The 8-year-old remains silent, frustrated. We fade out to the sight of her face, tan skin, purple eyes, and long silver hair, looking absently in front of her as the incessant sound of a crowd asking different services plucking hair fills our ears. As we fade back in, we find ourselves in a dark tunnel where a man's voice intertwines with the one of the now adult Asimar. Derek, I don't know how to say this, but I am with child. What? How could you? I can't. No, I won't! You slut! You harlot! I refuse! Derek flees the scene, feeling a mix of anger and fear, as Nualia falls to the ground, tears running down her face. As we approach her eyes, her weeping gaze turns to cold rage, hearing the voice of Father Tobin accusing her of blasphemy and disrespect, forcing her to pray to Desna for forgiveness, confining her to the cathedral. This having happened, We now join our heroes in the woods of Thistletop, where, Sue, you have three goblin dogs in front of you, a few of which attacked Devlak.
She's going to move forward to get between the two dogs. Moving once.
Okay, so you're going to provoke once?
Yes. And purposely provoking the attack of opportunity so I can use opportune parry and respond attack to get it back.
So you're taking an AOO from Gobble Duggle 3, which is entangled currently.
I'm going to use one of my attacks of opportunity to...
Riposte?
Yeah, and then immediate action to attack back to it. So I have to roll for the riposte first.
Roll for your parry first, then you riposte. Because you can parry without riposting.
Yes.
If I recall, it takes one panache point to riposte, but parry is your immediate action.
Exactly.
Alright, roll for it. I already rolled my attack.
16 total.
You parried.
Perfect. So then, immediate action to strike back at it.
And that is a crit
right off the bat.
Well, this is starting off quite nicely. Confirm it.
16,
that is a confirmed crit. Roll for damage.
I immediately get the panache point I spent back. And for the damage, it's going to be 12 in total.
12 points of damage. You rolled low for that, didn't you?
Yes, I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Yeah. In any case, you kill it. How do you want to do this?
I'm just on a hurry to make my way to the one hitting... who was getting hurt? Was it Death?
Devle was the one getting hurt.
Yeah, so she's on her way try and take care of them quickly. So she just kind of aims at the throat and succeeds, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, you kill it and yeah, very much so dead.
And she's going to attack the next one. The one between her and Deadlock.
Alright, roll for it.
17?
17 hits, roll for damage.
9
points of damage. You were attacking the one that was right by Devlak, right?
Yes.
Alright, that is Gobble Duggle Dos. You did 9 points of damage?
Yep.
You sink your blade straight through the eye, right through the brain, and it is another one that is dead. Anything that has the word goblin in it, Sue just absolutely destroys.
Or gets destroyed.
Yeah, unless she just charges into 8 goblins. That's a throwback.
Don't remind me. So she says, "Are you okay, my little friend?"
Devlak got a few bats in, and he feel not too well in the belly. But aside from that, Devlak feels okay? ?
Well, darling, if you're not feeling, if you're only feeling okay, just stand back for now. I'll protect you.
I would have you all roll a perception check.
Murdering the goblins.
Holy shit.
Is it perception, correct?
Yeah.
13.
25.
Good God. Okay,
I don't even have a roll anymore.
So, yeah, Regis with a 31 and Devlak with a 25, you both notice where the birds were just spreading out in odd directions and not very much so attracting attention. You notice one bird that seems like it's flying with something attached to its paw. Well, is it a paw?
Claw.
Leg, whatever, that. Yeah, maybe talon. You see a bird flying away with something in its talon, but it's so far away, you just see like there's a bulge where there isn't usually. And that's essentially what you see. All right, Devlak.
So, what Devlak is going to do is he is going to shift backwards slowly. And a bit like the Simpson meme, if it's... can he do it? I don't remember. Can he go in the fauna?
Yes, and that was something I was going to retcon. Because of Devlak having the Woodland Stride ability, he can go through the thick bramble walls. So, go ahead. But do know that if you go into the bramble walls, it'll be much more difficult for you to shoot at things outside of it.
That is fair. So what he's going to do instead is he is just going to try to shoot the doggo from there. And then afterwards, he's going to do like Homer Simpson in the meme where he melds in the bushes.
That's fucking great.
Perfect.
So I'll just be over here.
Firebolt, I'm guessing?
Indeed, that is what he's going to do.
Roll for it.
Does a 12 hit your touch EC?
You touch him exactly.
Perfect. So you see this...
dirty.
Tiny little fireball. And he kind of looks also... because like you see kind of like a pier in his arm. He throws it on the Gobble Doggo. And you kind of see him like look at Astrid and kind of just do like a little tongue thing like... Like, he's pulling out his tongue because he wanted to burn the forest down. He's like, you're not do it, therefore you cannot do it.
He just glares at you and is just like, you really want me to try to burn the place in? Because I can. I got a lantern and oil.
Devlak already did start burning it.
Oh no, my lantern, it suddenly flew towards the fire.
Alright, so that'll be 3 points of fire damage, and afterwards, Devlak is going to slowly back away in the bushes, and you just see him, like, slowly backing away and melding in towards him.
Roll another perception.
It's such a basic druid thing, and I haven't ever seen a druid do that, and it's fucking great. It's like, I'll just be not over there.
21 for perception.
21. As you are moving towards there, you notice this sort of cougar that is slowly walking up towards the party.
Mommy?
It looks like this.
It's your favorite. Cougars.
Well, funny you should mention that, Astrid. I do believe you're in the higher end of age man as well.
No, I'm actually pretty young. Not even a cougar. I'm more like jailbait.
No, what Devlak means to say is basically he still believes that you're going for the captain, right?
Sugar baby, yeah. Oh my god.
You have your own peculiar tastes.
So you're very confused.
So on that, Devlak's basically going to say is. And it's kind of hard to understand him because he's basically, like, itching everywhere and, like, because of the goblin fever. So he's like, this is cougar in the back. I will be in the forest. See you soon. Good luck with the cougar. I will try to deal with her as well.
Watch out, guys. There's a pussy over there. I'll just hide in this bush.
Sue is just very confused about what's going on.
And on that, Devlak is now in the bushes. So yeah, that's his turn.
Alright, Astrid, try. So there's still a Gobble Doggo in front of you, and you probably heard ish that there's some sort of a cougar around. There are still waves crashing around, so it can be more difficult to hear things around.
Do not see it, not my problem.
Yeah.
I'm power attacking the thing in front of me.
Go ahead.
25.
25 to hit? Yeah, you miss.
Well, then.
Roll for damage. 13 damage. That thing had 1 HP left. As you attack, you pretty much just cleave through and through its skull vertically, and there are two halves of Gobble Doggo head where there used to be one full one. So you guys cleared that encounter with relative ease.
However, for my second trick.
Yeah, right, you still have a move action.
Finally, yep. No more dogs.
Keep in mind, this is all difficult terrain, so you can only move 15 feet as a move action.
I will use my domain ability to ignore difficult terrain. 5,
good.
Can you do that? Is it a swift action to use your domain ability?
Specifically a swift action and only lasts a round.
Okay, perfect.
10, 15, 20. He said there was something over here, so I'm going to take a quick look over here. Do I see something?
You see what appears to be a cougar. If you want, you can roll a knowledge nature to identify more of it, but that's all you see for now. Also, keep in mind, guys, you are all squeezing in this area. The only person who doesn't get any negatives is Oscar's character because of Woodland's Stride. But you all get a minus 4 penalty on attack rolls and to AC, plus difficult terrain.
My large knowledge nature is 3. That's a big pussy!
Ah! That's a big... It's a big cat.
Rip. Okay, I'm done.
What's the rating on our podcast? Because I think we raise it up every session.
It's going to be clearly R because of his stuff and my description.
Not wrong. That is a big pussy. Cat.
Part of the name is God's Dicks and Puns. I think it's already R rated just by the name.
Does Regis hear anything coming from over there in front of us?
I'm going to roll over your 31 and say the only thing you hear in that direction is crashing waves. However, you did hear that there's a cougar to the east.
Yeah.
I'm like half pointing my hand in the direction while holding my glaive. Or Ransur, sorry.
Regis is going to move 15 feet. And prepare an action to attack if the cougar gets in range.
Sounds good.
And for Detlaf, full action move behind Madame Le Chaton.
All right, so that is your turn.
Ah, it's a sneaky pussy.
You know it's bad when I'm sighing at you, man.
Your stupid puns, too. Puns are only fun when you're making them, not when you're listening to them.
For everyone else, it's just perception. A punishment.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, Dan.
Oh, perception, sorry?
Astrid, please roll a perception check.
Ah, yeah! Oh, boy. Where's my perception?
Roll for PP. Pussy perception. Okay, no, that one was bad, too.
Kays! Wait, is that... 15. Wait. Damn, no!
14.
14. Fucking Chris.
Don't worry. French is...
Cat-tos.
Alright, that's good.
I'm done.
It's a cat, yeah. Cat-tos.
I'm gonna have everybody, except for Dave Lake, roll a... reflex save, if you please.
A sigh of me. God damn it.
My god.
I have, banked so much cat puns you don't fucking understand. I'm dead.
I'm going to use my cat's luck. Roll twice before reflex save and take the best.
Sounds good.
8.
8, alright.
17 for Detlaf. 3 for Regis.
Alright.
You rolled the net 1.
Oh, well, I got a 27.
Perfect. So anybody who rolled under 14 is now entangled. As you see these brambles come up to grasp at your feet and hinder your movement. And actually, it's not going to be there. It's going to be right about here.
Did that thing cast a spell?
There's something that casts a spell.
Did it cat spell?
My cat's luck got me out of it.
God damn it, you got...
That's what it's called. It's cat.
Undead creature has left the call.
Alright, so you see the cougar move up and stop right where it is. Suzette Chaton de Maupertuis. What do you do? Well,
I don't technically know she's there. All I saw was vines popping out everywhere and dodging it.
You did it, woo, and got out of there.
Yeah, and you say right now our movement is half, right?
Yeah, all the area demarked by the green aura is now difficult terrain. And the aura overlapping Devlax's area is super difficult terrain, which is not a thing.
I'm going to ready an action to run, to charge specifically and attack. Actually, can you charge in difficult terrain?
I know you cannot run nor charge in difficult terrain.
Okay, then I will ready an action to move and attack the next viable target that pops up.
You cannot prepare to move and attack.
Oh.
Because that would be essentially... you can delay if you want to do that.
That's true. You know what, then I will simply... I'll have her pull out one of her darts and ready to attack something that pops out.
Sounds good. Divly, you just see vines come up a bit just shy of where you are. And you can just about make out a cougar in front of you.
Divly is going to move through the bushes. And he is going to attempt a wild empathy check. So what a wild empathy check is basically it's trying to do diplomacy with animals. A druid can improve the attitude towards an animal. It functions like a diplomacy check made to improve the attitude of a person. The difference, though, is I add my druid level, which is very important because my charisma is horrible, because I also add that to diplomacy. Let's see what the dice gods have in store for us. So he's going to try to say...
You're going to have to roll really high for that.
Yeah, he's going to look and he's going to be, these people mean no harm. They were simply...
In what language are you saying that?
Sylvan. Actually, Druidic, pardon me. Druidic.
Druidic would make more sense.
So he's going to say, these people mean you no harm. They simply defend themselves, and I will make sure that they will no longer hurt your forest. I will put myself as their warranter for their travels in your forest. You have my apologies for our transgressions. It will no longer happen again.
At a distance, you cannot stop my fire.
This isn't the druid that set fire to the forest so far.
No, he just burned a dog.
Six.
That was a minus one.
This great speech, plus 20, minus 6.
I was going to give you a plus 2, but it just looks at you, snarls. It is hardly even interested in what you have to say.
Damn.
There's nothing over hostile, but failing it by that amount.
Kill it. Kill it, fire!
You know how in some skill checks they say if you fail by 5 or more, 10 or more, that type of stuff?
Yep.
I wish there was one for fail by 20 or more.
Oh, wow. Okay, that... Yowzer.
Yeah, you... So he doesn't care much for what you have to say. Was that your standard?
I believe diplomacy is a standard action.
You can change that with a...
It can take up to a minute, actually. But if you do it hastily, you take negatives. Diplomacy, I don't know about handle animal. I can't remember that one.
We're going to say it was a standard then.
Yep.
Now then, it actually is Regis's and Detlof's turn. What do both of your characters do?
So, Regis is entangled right now. What can he do to unentangle himself? Can he try to get out of there?
Oscar, you are the expert of the entangle spell. Would you care to say what he can do to get out of there?
This spell causes tall grass, weeds, and other plants to wrap around the creatures in the area of effect, giving entangled condition. Creatures that move and all that must make the save menu. Entangled creatures can attempt to break free as a move action, making a strength or escape artist check. The DC for this check is equal to the DC of the spell,
The entire area is considered difficult terrain while the effect lasts. If there are thorns on them, they also take points of damage.
Oh, I did not see that, so everybody who failed the check take 1 point of damage.
Wait, so I don't understand. So there's no difference now? Because it was already difficult terrain.
It's essentially people that are entangled will be entangled, so they will move at quarter speed while in the difficult terrain area. Those who succeeded their check will treat the area as difficult terrain, so they move at half speed, and they do not take the negatives to dex.
Okay.
So Regis is going to try to get out of there. Yeah, no, that's the 2 ones in a row.
You try to get out of there, but the plants almost feel your efforts and just wrap around tighter as Regis will take another point of damage.
Detloff is going to just move back out of there.
You did succeed your check, right, on Detloff?
Yes. Okay.
And you still have a standard on Regis, though. It was a move.
He can't really do anything.
You can substitute the standard to another move action if you want to.
Yeah, you can move. You can move quarter speed. You can prep an action. You can
get out of there again. Can you try again to get out of there?
I don't see why not. If you take your standard to do it.
Yeah, he's gonna do that. So he's gonna try to rip out of there. That was an 18.
An 18, you got it. Being enraged by how you got slightly hurt by these things, you just...
Regis just pulls out his claws and rips out some of the... through the vines.
There you go. He is out of there.
Alright, I don't think he can move now.
Astrid, did you succeed your check or not?
No, what's wrong?
You didn't... You did or you did not?
No, I did not.
You did not? Alright. For this, you guys will not need a perception. You see a small goblin just walk right out of the bristles. So he looks at all something like this. He has robes. You identify a flame rather than this branch in his right hand, and a flame, a longer flame produced out of his left hand as he throws this ball of churning fire towards Astrid.
Hucker!
So that is a ranged touch attack. How's a 12 for your touch AC? 13, sorry, 13.
You hit it.
I hit it? Alright.
Hit it.
So that will hit you for 1d6 plus 2 points of damage for 7 points of damage as the fire hits you and engulfs your armor.
What a hucker.
That is his turn. Now it is the turn of the so-called pussy.
Did the goblin show up in line of sight for me to throw a dart or no?
I'd say make a perception check because he is on the other side of Bramble Walls, but I will give you... I know you have huge negatives to perception as well, but... I'll give you that chance at the very least.
Yeah, 1d20 minus 3.
Hey, if you're all high enough. 10, sorry. I gave that a DC 15 because it's on the other side of a wall, but...
Makes sense. I was just checking for my ready action.
Right now, Astrid, you have a reach weapon out, correct?
Oui.
All right. Okay, so that's good.
Actually, did he just cast a spell?
The goblin did cast a spell.
Yeah, he's got an attack of opportunity there.
Yeah, I forgot about... Yeah, I brain farted. I didn't know he was casting a spell, sorry.
In your current position, would you? Because usually when you look at reach, it doesn't do two diagonals.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, because two diagonals counts as...
Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. I've always had two diagonals, it did, but I didn't probably use those rules before. Never mind. We'll do a free spellcraft check. Not that I'm probably going to succeed.
And Devlock, you could also do one if you want a spellcraft check.
7.
No.
He casts its magic.
Deflag, do you want to do a
fucking demon?
Well, I mean, I'd have to do with only what Regis describes me.
I said Detlaf, not Devlak, not Detlaf.
Yeah, you no, you said Detlaf three times.
Oh, sorry, I meant Devlak three times.
Devlak will try his best, but no promises.
Well, actually, oh, hey, well, it's probably still not enough, but Regis did roll a 16. That was with a minus 2.
If it's level 1 or less, he knows it.
You got it. Square on the dot. And what did you roll, Devlek?
He rolled a 6, so I would be very surprised that he would know what happened.
Yeah. Regis identifies this as a spell called Produce Flame. And he would know that Produce Flame creates a flame in hand that lasts for 1 minute per level and can either be used as a melee touch or a ranged touch. So actually, it would not even provoke because he's not casting the spell. He's tossing a spell that he already cast.
Yeah, no. If that's the case, then never mind. Definitely.
Yeah. He can hurl that flame ball really freaking far. And although each time he uses that flame ball, it reduces its total duration by a minute. So you don't know how long it's going to last, but you do know that it shortens its life. So top of the round for round 3, Astrid, you notice the brambles where Devlak had previously used Burning Hands are starting to smoke up quite a bit. Like, it's not a roaring fire, but it's smoldering, and you see a lot of smoke, like when you put a lot of green vegetation on an open fire. That's what you're getting. A very damp, very poofy, puffy smoke. And this Kuga, having seen this goblin toss a fireball at Ashford and succeeding at it, is going to do the same as he provokes an attack of opportunity from Astrid. If you so decide to take it. Well, can an integral creature take a AO? I think you can, as long as you're not flat-footed.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yes, you can. It doesn't right. say anything about the not being... I have it open here.
Yeah, thought as much.
No, that's still technically before my turn, so...
It does hinder spellcasting, but it does not stop attacks from...
Getting... Yeah, I'm getting
pissed. Dan, you do also get your prepared action.
Perfect. I don't think it's going to do much of a difference because it's a little shitty dart, but it's something. And you're saying we're getting minus 4 to thrown things as well, right?
You're entangled?
No, but you said because it's
terrain. Oh, yeah, you're squeezing. Difficult. You're squeezing, so yes. You got 13?
Yeah. I will be using Precise Strike, which I forgot that I have now that I'm level 3.
Alright. Astrid, you missed.
Okay. And 9. No, I don't think that hits either.
No. Both of your attacks just hit the brambles around. Astrid, you do manage to cut a bit of the plant life under you, but that's pretty much it. And your dart essentially just gets caught in the wisps of the shadow and gets lost somewhere you don't know exactly where. And I rolled for its attack. Does a 22 hit your AC, Astrid?
Yeah.
Alright, that is 1d6 plus 3 for 7 points of damage. And also, I get a free trip attempt. This is against your CMD.
Yeah.
That's my CMB plus what I rolled. So does a 16 beat your CMD?
No, it's currently 17.
Alright, well, 17. Missed it by 1. Alright, so that's your turn. That's his turn, sorry. Suzette Chaton, you see this Firefelt Cougar, and given that you guys are in difficult terrain, walking over the corpses is going to cost more movement as well.
Yeah, I was going to try and see if I could... acrobatics my way into a position to attack, but I'm not sure I can. Yeah, no, I'm looking through it. I think the DC would become ridiculous, especially if my movement's half and everything else. Because, yeah, 15... I mean, it's half my movement.
Well, severely obstructed cavern rebel, I would count that as that, and it does... It gives a plus 5 modifier, plus anything that I would add into it, given that you're squeezing... cross narrow surfaces and uneven ground. You can use acrobatics to move on narrow surfaces and uneven ground without falling. I mean, roll for it, and I'm gonna...
Well, more like, Sue looks at this, and how unlikely does this... Like, does this look like something, oh, you know what, I'm acrobatic, I've got a chance, or is it like, no, that's ridiculous even for me.
What's your bonus?
+8.
+8? You feel that... and how much have you been drinking today? It's about 7 p.m.
She's probably had... Well, in the last hour, she has had one drink.
Okay.
Because I was getting the fortified drinker boost.
You feel as though you would need sure footing to cross it. You don't feel as though it's impossible, but you feel as though it would almost be a 50-50 chance.
50-50? Okay, then she's gonna do it.
Well, 50-50 on what? Recall, you're talking to the chateau here.
Yeah, so she's going to go for it, and she's using Daring Do to spend one panache point to get plus d6 to her result.
All right.
So that's what she's going to go for. Sorry, sometimes it's hard to put yourself in the character if you're not seeing what's there. So 1d20. Oh, well, I'm getting minuses because of squeezing, right? So I'm getting -4.
Yeah.
20 total. That's with the -4.
I just wanted you to roll over a 10 on your die, and you were going to get it, so...
But that's also to pass the Cougar's CMD to provoke Attack of Opportunity to get there.
So that's to pass CMD?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's to get there, and I'm assuming I'm getting attacked along the way, too, but it's an acrobatics.
CMD is higher than 20.
Okay, so I get attacked. And yeah. I think that means I don't make it?
You make it, but you just get attacked.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how I'm going to rule it.
You know what, now she's moving there, and yeah, she gets attacked, so.
22 against your AC?
Especially because I get the -4 to my AC right now, it does hit, yes.
All right, that is 6 points of damage, and the trip attempt, it comes free off of the attack. Probably not going to make it, but still, 15.
My CMD?
Yeah.
It's normally 19, but am I getting negatives to it because of the Bramble thing? Well, AC's not CMD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's combat maneuver defense. Mm-hmm. So, 19.
He does not trip you.
But all I still get smacked.
Yeah, you still do get smacked.
And I will return it in kind. By you doing a precise strike with my rapier in the kitty cat's face. She says, how uncouth of you!
So go ahead, you can roll to hit.
22 to hit, because that's 26 total.
Good god, and that's not a crit.
It's a rapier, so that is a crit. So I will...
Roll to confirm.
That's a 12.
That's a 12. You do not confirm your crit, but you do hit. Roll for damage.
All right, so it's going to be this plus 3. So 9 plus 3, 12. Unless it has precision resistance.
Oh, right, because you use precise strike. So 12 damage. All right. You hurt that thing pretty darn good. It is not bloodied, but you definitely feel as though your rapier going in its rib cage definitely did something there.
And I say, you are an... actually, is it an ugly cougar, or is it a...
Cougars are beautiful. They're beautiful pussies, cougars.
Okay. It's, look! You remind me of my aunt. Sorry, no, wrong character.
come on, tell them,
you're fighting the wrong battle. There we go.
It's a beautiful kitty. All right, Devlake, you see all this happening. What do you do?
Devlake is going to come out of the bushes, see... that there is this person that is not wielding fire the proper way,
the proper and safe way. So he's going to say, let me show you the dangers of fire. And he is going to cast on him, basically. Actually, that may be a tad bit too dangerous.
You are in the brambles here, so you're going to get a significant negative.
Well, I can do this instead, right?
Yeah, you can do that without problem.
Perfect. So I'm going to step behind the goblin, on his left diagonal. What I would like to cast is this fun spell called... I'm kind of scared to do it, but, you know, screw it. This is going to be fun. Flaming Spear.
Oh, interesting.
Flaming Spear, for those who do not know, for our listeners, is a very, very fun spell, which basically has a burning sphere move around for one round per level, so two levels, and it moves up to 30 feet per round, and I can have it in a range of 100 feet, basically. So what he's going to do is just pop it on the goblin, on the goblin, and basically, with Flaming Sphere, basically he has to do a reflex save to negate.
What's the DC?
The DC, give me 2 seconds, is 16.
He fails quite considerably, actually.
That's when you wish it was...
good reflex.
Damn, I wish it was second edition this time for critical failure.
Yeah, he rolled an... not that much. He has a really good reflex save. He rolled an 11. I rolled a natural 4.
So that means he's going to take 3d6 points of damage.
And you do notice all the brambles around do start... Wow.
So 12...
You rolled...
Yeah. 12 points of damage. Devlet does not mess around.
Yeah.
Dave Life finally woke up.
All right, so you see this sphere of fire just start burning the goblin, catching on his robe, and starts, fucking hell, ow, you're not supposed to do that, I'm supposed to do that. He does say that in common. You do understand him.
Good. Also, it sticks around, by the way, for another round, just saying.
Yeah.
So
for how many turns does it last, or how long does it last?
It's going to last till my next turn, basically, and then it's going to end.
Okay, so it lasts for 2 turns, 1 turn?
I thought you said it was it lasts level a round per level.
So 2 rounds, basically.
You're level 3.
Oh, right. My mistake. 3 rounds. Oh, brain fart. Thanks.
All right, I can't find the thing, but here, you have a samurai of Flaming Sphere. And I'm going to keep it right by him because...
That's perfect.
That doesn't look appropriate.
Oh my god. All right. Astrid, what do you do? You have this cougar that's in front of you. You're entangled.
Ignore difficult... yes. By the way, it's not a swift action. It's actually a free action. Other thing.
And how many times can you use that?
6 times.
Oh.
Yeah, I can use it a lot.
Nice.
I'm going to use it again. Actually, no, I don't think I need to do a 5-foot step. Even if so, but I'm going to use...
You're entangled, though, in difficult terrain.
Yeah. So I'm going to do move action to strength check it out. It's a strength check or...
Strength or escape artist, whichever one is better. Probably strength for you.
Aren't you going to provoke, though?
Does it provoke?
It really shouldn't.
Well, because you're not doing a 5-foot step. You're just moving, aren't you?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I never heard of those provoking attack of opportunity, but you guys can check.
And what did you roll?
I rolled a 13.
You do not make it. DC 14. Two kinds of actions can provoke AOO, moving out of a threatened square and performing certain actions in a threatened square. Some actions when performed in a threatened table action in combat. Okay, gotta look that up too. Attack, no.
Ability. God damn, I should have done that. Okay, so I'm going to use Inspired so I can get... so I'm going to roll twice and take the better roll. I should have done that first, but I forgot. It was a move action,
you're right. Direct or redirect an active spell. I don't think... No, it does not.
And I'm using Inspired, so it's a... What are those called? Traits?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, I rolled twice, take the better roll. And they both suck! Fuck.
That was not okay, very inspiring.
So... Alright. So you epically failed to get out of there. That was your move action. What's your standard?
No, that second one was my standard.
Oh, that second one was your standard? Shit. Well, your turn was horrible, and you failed twice to get out of there, right?
Technically three times. Sure.
Yeah, well, that's your third time. Do you have heavy armor on?
Nope, I have light armor.
All right, you take 2 points of damage from the briars and brambles that are still constricting around your legs. Detlaf and Regis, how do you want to kill my Fairypaw Kruger?
So Detlaf is going to move back to where he was.
All right. Make a DC 14 reflex save. You are moving back into the entangled area.
Oh. Wait, would I know? Can I do a spellcraft check to know that?
Well, you already succeeded your spellcraft check, so you wouldn't through Regis, so you would know that moving back into that area will cause another reflex save.
Fitlaf is gonna stay there and reload his crossbow.
Alright.
Meanwhile, Regis will do his three attacks, so he's gonna do a slash, slash, bite. So this is with the minus four, so three. Yeah, the bite doesn't hit, that's for sure. So 16 Please. And a 15.
16 and 15, no, they do not hit. This is quite an agile cougar.
And the last one is a 9, so...
Yeah, you just swipe and you cut a bit of the brambles and that sort of stuff, but you don't get much more than that.
I just realized, the cougars in the entanglement, did it roll a reflex save?
It did roll a reflex save. It rolled something like a 23.
Okay, just making sure.
So this goblin nature fanatic type of guy is going to attack Devlik with his flaming fire thingamabobby. Produced flame for a... Wow, natural 17.
That hits.
I would have been surprised otherwise. And yeah, none of you guys are flat-footed. Alright. 1 point per caster level. Okay, so that is 5 points of fire damage. As this guy uses his standard action to move back into the walls of brambles.
Wait, is he pulling a Simpson too?
Yes, he's pulling a Simpson too. You just see him send his ball of fire, catching a bit of Devlak's beard on fire as he just staring him intently in the eye as he melts into the brambles. Much the same way that Devlak melted out of the brambles. Alright.
It's because we all know that is the way the secret of the druids. They learned it from Homer Simpson. Just melt the brambles.
I love that. Astrid, how bad are you looking?
Not good.
Are you bloodied?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like probably spitting up blood at this point.
Huh. Well, this Fireball Kruger has good instincts. So, this Fireball Kruger will attack you. I don't see why it would not. Especially that all of their attacks against it, well, most of their attacks against it failed. Sue did succeed. Oh god, you're lucky. First attack is a 9. Second attack, not so lucky, is a 24.
Yes, that hits.
Alright. 7 points of damage.
Bleh.
You're down?
Yep.
You're down? Alright. Astrid keeps the skull of I'm now sleeping. All right, and that was it. He used... Oh, actually, he can redirect his attacks, right? He doesn't need to use all of his attacks against the same target?
Yeah, you can use... When you have multiple attacks, you can use it on different targets. So she can hit me or Mr. Shadow Boy.
All right. By the way, that was Claw Claw Bite. How is Regis looking?
Regis is...
And how is Sue looking as well?
Getting close to bloodied.
Sue has lost a third of her HP, but she still has, like, she's at 18 out of 27, so she's only lost about a third of her HP, so she's still feeling good. She's not bloodied yet.
Yeah, okay. Regis is at 18 out of 26.
Huh.
So you're essentially the same. So in that case, I'm going to roll a d4 to determine who it attacks. 1, 2, Regis, 3, 4, Suzette Chaton de Maupertuis. 4, Suzette Chaton de Maupertuis.
Sense, I just stabbed her, so.
And you can... Yeah, that actually does make a lot of sense. Natural Twinzoni. Are you going to opportune period and riposte?
I'm going to, because I just saw it, that's the second claw.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
And to confirm, that's a 20 to confirm.
Okay, you don't normally want to tell me before I use my swashbuckler stuff.
Ah.
But she's still going to do... I'm going to have her do this anyway. She's going to use her dodging panache to immediately take a 5-foot step backwards to get a... It's going to give her +3 to her AC, but she's getting -4 from the bramble, so she's still only got 19.
Yeah. You get hit. That was a... It was over 25 to hit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I move 5 feet back, and how much damage?
I'm going to roll... That's 2d6. Mm. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, that could bring me down, actually, if it's max.
Fucking hell. That was high. Much higher than I expected. 16 points.
Okay, she's down to 2 HP. She's definitely bloodied. She went from I'm fine to not fine.
So this cougar just slashes through your shoulder, digs into part of your neck, and actually manages to tear some things out as you are just heavily limping at this point. This is some powerful creature. Speaking of the devil, Suzette Chaton de Maupertuis, almost dead kitty, what do you do?
Well, you can't say that she backs down from a fight, especially a cat fight. She's going to... does the cougar even look bloodied?
Almost bloodied.
All right, well... Yeah, no, she's just going to move forward 5-foot step and attack it with a precise strike.
Okay, and you are still in difficult terrain, so that 5-foot step you took, I don't think it would have been possible unless you did an acrobatics. I don't know the interaction between dodging panache and entangled.
Oh, it doesn't. It's not technically a 5-foot step. It says the swashbuckler can, as an immediate action, spend one panache point to move 5 feet.
All right.
But I don't know. Then she might not be able to do that.
I'll say you can because you rolled quite high on your previous acrobatics, and you now know how to move around in that. Given that it was, you used panache for it, so I'm going to give you that.
Fair enough.
Anyways, it doesn't change anything. So.
I still got hit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
She'll move back forward and she'll precise strike. It's going to be this -4 because of the environment. 13.
13 does not hit, I'm afraid. You don't even hit touch.
Yeah, so that's the end of her turn.
All right. Things are looking not too good. Things are looking quite hard. Devlik, what does our little friend do? You have the Samurai of Flaming Sphere right there.
So, Devle, in order to avoid continuity issues, seeing that basically molds his Flaming Sphere into a Flaming Samurai, first things first. Second thing, second, he sees this kitty cat tearing apart his favorite kitty cat, his bestest, one of his bestest friends. And although he is all for nature, he does not like when there's a cat fight. So he's going to burn away the problems by putting the flaming sphere on the kitty cat. So that's going to be his first move action.
All right.
Moving that on the kitty cat. And his second move action is going to be him moving back in the brushes. 1, 2, 3.
The best kind of solution is a burning one.
All right. It rolled a 20 on its reflex save.
So I'm just going to double check. It says reflex negates, so I'm assuming it doesn't take any damage. It's just like dodging the sphere in its vicinity.
Yeah, it's floating above it, and it's like...
Given that it's in a squeezing environment, it's already quite small, and this creature is just nimble enough to not get the squeezing penalty, I'm going to say this does half. So roll your 3d6. Let's take half.
Okie doke. And especially because we've made it canon that my flaming sphere is not a flaming sphere, but a flaming samurai, of course.
It's a flaming samurai.
So 11 points of damage divided by 2, that would be 5 points of damage attack. And done by the flaming samurai.
It is now looking bloody. You feel as though your flaming samurai managed to swipe right through it, causing, like, digging deeper into the poke hole that Sue had put into it. Astrid, how far are you under?
I am now -3.
You are -3? Did you roll a heal check to stabilize?
It's not. I can't roll a heal check. Someone else has to do it. I rolled a constitution check.
Oh, right. You have a...
I failed.
How do you have a -2 at con?
That's the rule. You take a minus for every minus you are under.
Oh, I... the DC increases by 2. So it's DC, it's 10 plus how far you're under, right?
It would be the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. So it would be DC 12, and you have no con bonus?
Nope.
Yeah, so you are now at -3 hit points.
Yep, I reapplied it.
Sure. Sounds good. And Detlef and Regis, what do you do?
Can I see the motherfucker in the bush?
Roll a high DC perception check, because he is in thick brambles.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I was reading stabilize. Never mind.
Roll high. 11, I doubt it.
No.
Can he hear hiding in Goblin?
Or see the... inside of the bush.
Yells in Spanish.
An 11, you can notice a bit of smoke coming up, but not enough to locate where the guy is. So it would be quite difficult to reach him, but you can shoot in the direction of the smoke. It's just going to be almost impossible.
Well, I wouldn't know that there's a goblin in there.
No, you would just know that there's smoke.
I think
smoke
it's just...
contagion from the flaming
the bush
samurai
by some sort of fire.
Nathan, what is your constitution bonus?
10, or it's 0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, plus 10 con.
Yeah, no, that's what I was
thinking. How much con would that be?
So I have.
That would be a con score of what, 30?
I'm a girthy girl.
Damn, she's thick.
You're so thick, you can't go through walls.
Okay, I'm gonna cast magic fang on Reaches' bite. So his bite now has +1 to hit and +1 to damage.
Good.
Roll
that full attack.
And so it's gonna be / bite. So slash. Flash! Oh!
Nope. And bite. 18. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 just misses.
Alright, well, he missed all his attacks. That's it.
Yeah, the AC 19. This is one tough kere.
Well, it's the entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
Not the entanglement, the squeezing.
Yeah.
Can't hit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we took the time to chop the branches out.
If only. You see this little goblin just almost phase through the brambles as it now sees you, and it will launch the last of his produced flame towards you. That is a 10 against your touch.
Nope.
Nice. So you see this flaming ball just comes close to you and just hits the brambles behind you, starting to light those on fire as well. This big poofy smoke as the guy just says, "Oh shit, forgot this."
And that's where we'll leave it for this week.
And cougar turn. So you didn't hit, and Sue, did you hit?
The first time, yes. I haven't hit since that crit that hurt her. But.
And Regis hasn't hit her at all, right?
Yeah. Nope. So. All right. So Sue will. Before you say the results and such, if I am getting attacked, she's going to be using her opportune parry and respot.
All right. Roll for it.
This one doesn't specify whether or not it's before or after I know, but I'm going to do it now anyway. So that's 8.
What happens if they're equal?
When an opponent makes a melee attack against Swashbuckler, you can spend one panache point and expend a use of attack of opportunity to attempt to parry an attack. The Swashbuckler makes an attack roll as if she was making an attack of opportunity for each size. If her result is greater than the attacking creature's result, the creature's attack automatically misses.
He rolled a 6 max damage, so that is 9 points of damage on his bite attack.
9?
9 points of damage.
Okay, so I fall into the negatives, so that's going to be 34 points of damage total on me. I'm at minus 7.
Oh god.